I am interviewing my grandma, Carol Mole. Grandma, I am recording. What were Mom and Auntie like as kids?
Oh, they used to like to play together, and they would sometimes play by going into the closet and bringing a lamp in there with them and sitting on the floor of the closet and pretending they were like in their own little house. Or we had a neighbor named Barbara who was a teenager at the time, and she used to like to babysit and take care of kids. And so she used to spend a lot of time with your mom and with Auntie Kristen, and she would put on plays, and they would all take part. All the neighborhood kids would take part in the play, and they all came to our yard because we had a pool in the yard, and so they would all come to our yard and play and do their plays, and it was fun. They had fun.
That's nice. What did Mom and Auntie usually do in the closet, do you know?
I don't know. I wasn't allowed to look in the closet and see what they were doing. Wow. I imagine they were playing games because they had the light in there. They would bring a lamp in. Not like today where they could have had something with a battery. They had to pull the lamp around with a cord plugged in. So that's how I knew they were in there, because they couldn't close the door all the way.
Tell me about your parents.
My parents, well, when I was little, we lived with my grandparents until I was 8 years old. And we had this big house, and it was my grandmother and grandfather and my Uncle John and my mother and father and my brother and me. And we had a big dining room, and my aunts and uncles, and everybody would come for Sunday dinner to grandma's house, because we grew up Italian, and there was always Sunday pasta dinner with the whole family. Only we didn't call it pasta. That was a word that came into use many years later. We just used to say spaghetti.
So wait, were all different types of pasta called spaghetti, like penne and fettuccine?
Yeah, but we mostly didn't have all those different kinds. We just had the thin spaghetti. That was what we had all the time. And we didn't have salad dressings. We had a big can of olive oil and a can of vinegar. And we used to mix our own. We used to mix our own salad dressing all the time. We never bought salad dressing.
Wow, what types of pasta do you remember having? How was the pasta served? Like, with what different sauces and stuff?
Not different sauces. Just my grandmother made her own spaghetti sauce, Italian tomato spaghetti sauce, and meatballs, and it was very good. And I remember when I was little, I can remember going to a friend's house one time, and they didn't eat Italian. They ate regular American food. And we had hamburgers. And I came home, and I said, "How come we never have hamburgers?" And my grandmother said, "Well, what do you call this?" And it was a meatball, because my grandmother would not take plain old hamburger meat and fry it. It had to have eggs and breadcrumbs and parsley and cheese. So she didn't know what a plain old hamburger was. She thought that her meatballs, if you flattened them out, that they were hamburgers.
They sound better than hamburgers. Did your family get along well most of the time?
Yep, everybody did. Everyone did. Everyone enjoyed each other's company.
Aw, that's nice. Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
Well, I grew up in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and there was no kindergarten. So I started, my school was grades 1 through 8, and I went home for lunch every day. I walked home for lunch every day. And then walked back to school. So I had an hour for lunch, and I would walk home or walk, either when after I turned 8, my parents bought our own house, but we still lived close enough to my grandparents so that if my mom and dad were working or if somebody had some place to go, we would, Uncle Don and I would walk to grandma's house for lunch. But we went home, we had no cafeteria in our school and we had no kindergarten in our school. It was just grades 1 through 8.
Wow, that's interesting. Did you like going to school?
Yeah, I always liked school. I always liked school. I was always a good speller and a good math student, so I always liked school.
Nice. What are some of your earliest childhood memories?
My earliest childhood memory, I was 3 years old, and my Uncle Sam came home from the war because the war ended in 1944. And my Uncle Sam came home from the war and he was wearing his army uniform, and army uniforms in those days were scratchy wool, greenish brown colored. And he came home and he was so happy to see me. He tried to pick me up and hug me, but that scratchy uniform scared me, and he scared me because I was 3 years old. I didn't know who he was. So I remember running into the living room and sitting in my rocking chair and rocking back and forth and hoping he wouldn't come and get me.
Oh.
And I also remember when he came home, he had been in France. And so he used to sing all the time or whistle, and he would whistle Lily Marlene. It must have been a World War II French song because he was always singing or whistling Lily Marlene and I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
Do you remember how it went?
Yeah, which one?
Either one.
Underneath the lamppost by the fairy gate, darling, I remember the way you used to wait. Can't remember any more of that one. And the other one is I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then like my dreams, they fade and die. Can't remember any more of that.
Wow, that had an interesting twist. They're very catchy. When you were younger, what did you imagine?
Well, maybe if you look him up on YouTube, you might find the rest of the words. I don't know.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
Girls in my age bracket, you could only be a nurse, a secretary, or a teacher. You didn't have other... that was, of course, if you were going to college, you became a teacher. If you wanted to be a nurse, you could be a nurse. Or if you didn't want extra schooling, you could be a secretary. But those were the only three choices we had in our lives. And since I didn't want to clean bedpans, I decided to be a teacher.
Good choice. What subject did you teach?
I taught Spanish to middle school students, junior high and middle school.
Were the middle schoolers as annoying as my grade?
I guess so. I suppose so, yes.
What was it like teaching them?
Well, it was fun because they wanted to be there because I taught the seventh graders mostly, some eighth, some ninth grade, but mostly seventh graders, and they loved it because it was their first experience with a foreign language, and they loved it, and we made it fun. And I one of the things I taught them was Old MacDonald Had a Farm in Spanish, and years later when I would meet them on the street in Northport, they'd run up to me and they'd start singing Old MacDonald Had a Farm in Spanish.
Wow, that's nice. What have you accomplished so far that makes you the proudest?
Oh, that's a hard one. I don't know. I guess having my family. I have two wonderful daughters and they have wonderful families and everyone's happy and intelligent and successful. And so that's what's made me the proudest.
Aw, that's cute. tell me about the person who had the greatest influence on your life.
Don't really know. I guess it would have to be two or three of my teachers. My third grade teacher was very influential. My first grade teacher was very influential. My 11th grade chemistry teacher was very influential, although he told me not to go to UMass because he told me that in Pittsfield High School, I was a big fish in a little pond. And if I went to UMass, I was going to become a little fish in a big pond. And he didn't recommend that I go there. But my grandma, your great grandma, my mom and dad didn't have a whole lot of money, and they were paying for my college. So I chose to go to UMass anyway because it was a state school, and they wouldn't have to spend so much money to educate me. So, and I did fine. If I was a little fish in a big pond, I did okay with it.
Nice. What did you do during the summer, like when you weren't at school?
Well, when I was little, I just played and you know, just did things around the house. But when I started to be able to do a job, I was a playground director. And I used to, all summer long, we had playgrounds in Pittsfield that had leaders, and the leaders planned, like a teacher plans a lesson, well, the playground leaders planned what was going to be going on at their playground during the day. And they planned, like, when would be volleyball and when would be whatever the different activities, checkers or crafts or whatever. And then at the end of the summer, we would have a penny carnival. And with the money we earned, I would take my kids to a place in Springfield, Massachusetts that was like, it was like a, well, like now you go to Six Flags or someplace like that, but this was a much smaller version of that. And the kids would always want me to go on the roller coaster with them. So I practically never got off the roller coaster because I was going with one and then going with another one and then going with another one. So I would spend the day on the roller coaster.
That sounds like a fun job.
It was a good job.
Do you remember what sort of games you played when you were little?
We played outside all the time. So we played tag, we played Red Rover, we played jump rope, we played hopscotch. I don't know, I can't really remember much more, but I'll tell you something else we did that everybody thinks is weird now, but we didn't think it was weird. We had a park up at the end of the street, and we would go up there and we'd catch these little green snakes and little black snakes, and we would take them home and we would draw a line, and we would put our snake at the line and like prod it with a stick, and we'd see whose snake won the race, whose snake got to the other line first. And even to this day, I will pick up a snake. I don't like worms because they're wet, but snakes are very dry and they don't bother me. I'm not afraid of snakes. Of course, I'm not talking about anacondas or boas but these little grass snakes that you see around, they don't bother me at all.
Nice. But what about when it was winter and it was cold? Would you still go outside?
Yeah, we went outside, but we wore different clothes in those days. I owned something called leggings, and you never went. You had a snowsuit that was a coat and a hat and leggings, and you just never went anywhere without being completely dressed for the weather, because in Pittsfield, we already had snow by now. By Thanksgiving, we had plenty of snow on the ground. In fact, I can remember after I graduated from college and went back home to Pittsfield to teach. I taught at Pittsfield High School for 1 year before I married Grandpa. And I can remember going into school one day and we dressed up. I had on high heels and stockings and a dress. And when I went in the morning, there was no snow on the ground. But by the time school got out at 3:30, there was so much snow, I couldn't even get to my car because I couldn't lift my leg high enough to get over all the how high the snowbank was. That's and they never, in Pittsfield, they don't call off school for snow because they'd be calling off school all winter long. So they just deal with it. They have the proper equipment and they deal with snow there. People know how to drive in it better than they do in other states that don't get as much of it.
Do you ever miss the snow now that you live in Florida?
Not at all. All capital letters with an exclamation point at the end of it. If I never hold a shovel again in my life, that'll be too soon.
What types of things did you do in the snow?
Oh, we built snowmen. We had snowball fights. And, of course, we helped shovel the walk and the driveway.
Did you have a lot of chores?
Not a lot, no. I had to keep my room clean, and at different times in my life, I had different chores. It depended upon how old I was. We didn't have a dishwasher, so I had to either wash or dry dishes. We never got a dishwasher until your mom was a little girl.
No. What was it like?
Do you remember our first portable dishwasher? We used to have to roll it to the sink.
Yeah.
On Tompkins Street.
Roll it to the sink and then hook it into the spout of the water that would come out. The water would come out of the spout of the sink and go into the dishwasher.
So you could either use the dishwasher or the kitchen sink. You couldn't use both at the same time.
Dang. That's rough.
We didn't have television until I was in the fourth grade.
Wow. What movies?
We used to listen to the radio. We would all sit in the kitchen and listen to the radio. There was a show called One Man's Family, brought to you by Sweetheart Soap, I think. I think I remember that.
Do you remember how it went?
No, but I remember some other things. On Saturday morning, Saturday mornings I used to have to clean my room, and there was a show on the radio called the Teddy Bear's Picnic. It went like this. If you go down in the woods today, you're in for a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, la da 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 da. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. That was a Saturday morning.
Do you remember what happened? Was it a show or a radio podcast?
Never heard of the word podcast. Oh. We had radio. That was it. Radio. And we had AM. We didn't even have FM radio, only AM radio.
Wow.
A lot of things have happened since I was born. And I remember a lot of them coming into being. Like I said, I didn't see a television until I was in fourth grade. And Milton Berle used to be on Tuesday nights. And every Wednesday morning, everybody would run into school and talk about the Milton Berle show.
What happened on the Milton Berle show?
Milton Berle was a comedian, and it was just a one-hour show, and he would have other acts on, but he mostly told jokes, and he was a comedian.
Nice. Do you remember any other early childhood memories of things happening?
Why don't you tell her about the ice being delivered, Mom?
Oh, okay. We didn't have a refrigerator. We had, in our basement, this big old house that I told you that I lived in Massachusetts. In the basement, it was a cellar. It was not a basement. It had a dirt floor, and it was cold down there. And we had an ice box. Not a refrigerator. It was not electric. It was just a big insulated piece of furniture with a door, and the Iceman would come, and he would put a chute down the cellar door window, down the cellar window, and the ice would come down the chute, and then we'd have to put it into the ice box. And that's how we kept things cold.
Wow.
And we had a root cellar down there where my grandmother used to, they used to can their own food. And we had an area in the cellar that had shelves, and it would have canned peaches and canned tomatoes. Our house growing up, we had three big gardens, and we grew everything, grew all kinds of vegetables. We had three apple trees. We had grapevines. My grandfather made his own wine. We had grapevines. We had apple trees. We had pear trees. We had peach trees. You know, not a whole lot of them, not an orchard. This was just a yard, a big yard. And we had chickens and we had rabbits. And one time I had this little pet, this white rabbit, because we had about a lot of rabbits. But anyway, one of them I liked. It was my pet. And the Italian word for rabbit is coniglio. And so my grandmother, one time for dinner, she made coniglio cacciatore. You heard of chicken cacciatore? Well, this was rabbit cacciatore. Only I didn't know I was eating my pet bunny for dinner that night.
Oh, that's so sad.
So, but that was the way it was growing up. You know, the animals, the chickens and the rabbits were for food. They were not for pets. I just happened to make one of them a pet for some part of his life anyway.
Oh, that's so sad. Did you name your pet rabbit?
I don't remember. No, probably not. Or probably, but I don't remember that.
Didn't Mom used to have a cat named Dusty?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What was that?
Followed like? Auntie Kristen home from school one day. She probably was carrying bologna behind her, but she won't tell you that part of it. And Dusty had kittens out in the ivy patch in our backyard. And she took the pick of the litter. And we used to have these doors, these outside doors on our basement. And during the summer, we would open them to let the fresh air go down there. And we didn't know it, but she took the pick of the litter and put them in the basement. And then at night, we closed the doors, the Bilco doors. Everybody went to sleep and we're hearing meowing in the house. And we found out that she had put the kitten in the basement. So at that time, we were moving over to Coach Hill Lane and we were going up to Massachusetts for the weekend to see grandma and grandpa and your great grandmother and grandfather and on both sides of your family. And so I didn't know what we were going to do with this mother cat and all these kittens. So we went to the SPCA, and this woman took the cat and the kittens, and we told her when we came back that we would take the black kitten, because that was the one that Mommy and Auntie Kristen wanted, the black kitten. So we went away, and then we came back, and we went to get the black kitten, and she had given it away. And so she said to me, well, you're going to take the mother, aren't you? And I said, well, we hadn't planned on it. And so she said, well, if you don't take it, we're going to euthanize it. And so everybody started crying, and that's how we ended up with Dusty. Because if we didn't take her, they were going to euthanize her. So so that's how we ended up with Dusty. And Dusty lived with us, and then Dusty, we put her on a plane. We put her on a plane and she flew out to Colorado and lived with Auntie Kristen in Colorado. And then when Auntie Kristen moved to California, she moved Dusty to California with her. So Dusty started out in life as a stray, but ended up being buried in Napa Valley, which I think we should write a children's book about her, actually.
Did you like Dusty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She, when Mom and Kristen were gone, Kristen was in college and Mom was already out of college, and it was just Dusty and me in the house, and I would let her out during the day, and at night, I never let her stay out overnight because we lived on an acre in the woods, and we had foxes and raccoons, and so Dusty could not stay out all night because she would get in fights and stuff. So, because one time she did. One time she stayed out all night and came home the next morning, and I had to take her to the vet because her eye was all torn up. So I would never let her stay out at night. But no matter where she was, when I got out there on that front stoop and called her, she'd come running from anywhere. She always stayed in the house at night.
Nice.
Is that it?
I think that's it. Thank you, Grandma, for letting me interview you.
Oh, okay. Are we done?
Yep.